This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I was 25 years old when I started as a senior minister. I was young. I was green. I knew nothing about being a senior minister other than what I observed from my dad. I just graduated from school. And I saw a seminar that I thought, well, I need to go to this because it was a seminar on how to counsel people. And I thought, well, people will undoubtedly start coming to talk about problems. And when I went to this seminar, the speaker said, I want to tell you people what are the three basic areas that you're going to talk to people about. He said, all of the problems that you're going to face, and this was many years ago, are basically under one of three headings. Now, I think life is more complicated than that with people struggling with all kinds of addictions and those kinds of problems. But what he said is still true, and that many of the problems that you face and I face will fall under one of these three headings. It's not going to come up on the screen, but you may want to jot them down. He said, people have the problem, a real problem with bitterness. And a lot of times you'll talk to a person about a problem and you'll find out the problem that they identify isn't the problem. They're bitter over something that's happened to them. They've been wounded. They're bitter over something they feel should have come their way but didn't, and they feel cheated. So one thing you need to ask people, are you bitter about something? Is there some wound in your life that you're having a struggle with, or you're having trouble healing from that? I found out that he was right. There are a lot of people that don't know that their problem is bitterness. And bitterness is a root that grows up, the Bible says, to destroy people. Bitterness doesn't start out as sin, but it usually ends up that way. Listen to that again. Bitterness doesn't start out as sin, but it usually ends up that way, meaning that if the bitterness that's in your heart or my heart is allowed to grow and we feed it and we foster it, eventually it'll become a sin in some shape or fashion. I can prove that from Scripture. So bitterness was number one. Number two, he said, was guilt over unconfessed sin. A lot of people come to you with problems, and underneath that is not the problem they identify, but they feel guilty over something they've done. And maybe 20 years ago, it may be 30 or 40 years ago, but they're still struggling with the guilt of something that happened. And so part of your job then is to talk to them about the forgiveness of Christ. And you need to share with them 1 John 1:9 that says, if we confess our sins, which means to tell the truth about sin. By the way, that's what the word confess. When you ask somebody to confess their sins, it means to tell the truth about your sin, that you agree with God about it. To confess Christ means to tell the truth about what you believe about it. If we confess our sins, he, meaning Christ, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, number one, but number two, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A lot of the problems that people say is my problem is not the problem, it's guilt. I think he's right in a lot of cases. The third one was the most intriguing to me. He called it temporal values. What does that mean? People, to put it bluntly, whose value system is so messed up that they put an overemphasis on things, on money, on the house, and so their value system is all messed up. So that impacts everything else about their life. It impacts how they look at problems and other problems. So he said, if you'll just ask those three questions, you'll probably hit something with bitterness, guilt, and temporal values. I think there's a lot of truth to that. Certainly not the only problems that people face.
Well, we'll continue this message from 1 Corinthians 6 tomorrow. Believe it or not, when I gave this message recently at another church, some people leaned over as they came out the door, and here's what they said. All three, Randy, all three. I knew what they meant. They were struggling not just with bitterness, not just with guilt over unconfessed sin. They were struggling with temporal values in their life. Maybe that describes you or me or both. We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.